أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, إن كنت غير مستأهل لرحمتك فأنت أهل أن تجود علي بفضل سعتك إلهي، كأني بنفسي واقفة بين يديك، وقد أظلها حسن توكلي عليك.
Brothers and sisters, in the previous episode, we were discussing this part of the so-called whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya. إلهي إن كنت غير مستأهل لرحمتك فأنت أهل أن تجود علي بفضل سعتك. O my Lord, if I'm not deserving of your mercy, you are certainly fit to be generous to me by virtue of your magnanimity. Regarding this part, we concluded that the servant, in any circumstance, does not deserve to receive the mercy of the Lord, but it is the absolute cause, it is the Lord Himself that will save the servant because of His mercy and His fadl. This excerpt continues,
إلهي كأني بنفسي واقفة بين يديك.
My Lord, it's like I see myself standing before you.
وقد أظلها حسن توكلي عليك.
And it has been misled by my trust in you. This part, dear listeners, is talking about what we call reliance on the Almighty Allah, or the so-called tawakkul. As the Holy Quran says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are truly believers, you have to rely on the Almighty Allah. So, tawakkul and reliance on the Almighty Allah is one of the signs of being true believer. This tawakkul can be defined simply as considering Almighty Allah's will in every affair in our daily lives. This means complete reliance on the Almighty Allah because of cognition. This means if the human beings understand the Almighty Allah more, they will rely on Him. Anyway, Imam alayhi salam, in this part of the whispered prayer, is standing before the Lord with his reliance on him, and the least he can achieve by this reliance is the mercy and forgiveness of the Lord. Because after that, Imam alayhi salam says, فَقُلْتَ مَا أَنْتَ أَهْلُهُ وَتَغَمَّتَّنِي بِعَفْوِكَ. O Lord, you said what befitted you, and you sheltered me with your forgiveness. And this comes from true cognition of the Almighty Allah.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyyah. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
When Imam Hussein alayhi salam says in Arafah supplication, Ilahi, alimtu bikhtilaf al-athar wa taqulat al-atwar anna muradaka an tata'arrafa ilayya fi kulli shay. O Lord, I knew that you seek to make yourself known to me through all these situations and different signs in this world. Imam alayhi salam is talking about this true cognition, this true understanding of the Almighty Allah. Anyway, the significant point regarding this part of the whispered prayer is that the Holy Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسَ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. O people, you are all in need of your Lord. And when the creation of the Almighty Allah understands that He Himself is naturally dependent on the Almighty Allah, he will see this as duty to refer to Him in the situations of need. And if he forgets that he is the creation of the Almighty Allah, he will return to this world empty-handed if he turns to other than the Almighty Allah. This is one of the things we can get from this excerpt of the whispered prayer. Because after reliance on the Almighty Allah, it says, فَقُلْتَ مَا أَنْتَ أَهْلُهُ وَتَغَمَّتَّنِي بِعَفْوِكَ. So Lord, you said what befitted you, and you sheltered me with your forgiveness. I assume it is good to mention that one of the conditions of acceptance of a supplication is to follow it up with endeavor. And this tawakkul does not mean that you should stop putting effort to attain your need. So the true supplicant should know that supplication cannot be a substitute for endeavor. In his advice to Abu Dharr, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "O Abu Dharr, the example of the one who supplicates without acting is like the one who shoots an arrow without a bow." That being said, we also have to know that putting efforts alone does not suffice. And that is why our traditions are replete with supplications and whispered prayers. The Holy Prophet ﷺ says, "Indeed, Allah has servants who do righteous deeds, so He gives them of His mercy, and there are others who sincerely ask Him, so He grants them. Thereafter, He will gather all of them in the heaven. So those who performed good deeds shall say, 'Our Lord, You gave us because we acted, but why did You give to these people?' He will say, 'These are My servants. I gave You Your reward without wasting anything of Your deeds. And these people besought Me, and that is why I gave them, and I enriched them. And this is My grace. I give it to whomever I desire.'" Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان